I'm Colleen Vanderbilt.
Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Colleen Van De Zuyden, and you are watching and listening to Lilydale Radio. I'm a registered medium at Lilydale, and I have the honor and the privilege to be able to work there. And I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what's happening right now. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. We're also live on my Facebook page, Medium Coach Colleen Van De Zuyden. And Lilydale is a wonderful place. If you haven't been there before, it's a place where there are beautiful, beautiful mediums who are working to help bring through spirit from the other side. It's also a place where people come to study, take workshops, classes, go to churches, and everything like this there. It's a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful place to have that privilege of working in such a great community. We want to talk about how to get more information about Lilydale. You can go on Lilydale's website, lilydaleassembly.com, and you can see everything that's happening there. And I'll tell you a little bit more about what's happening. Hi, Denise. Nice for you to look in and see what's happening here today. I'm a registered medium there, as I said, and I'm going to just give you a little bit of information about myself if you don't know who I am. I'm a registered medium. I'm also a certified spiritual life coach. And as a certified spiritual life coach, I help people take action to create their lives. I help them reach their center, their essence, if you will. And this show is called Embracing Your Essence. And as a coach, I help people figure out how to take steps to move forward in their lives. I'm also, as a medium, I help people connect with their loved ones on the other side. And the spirits, when they come in, they so frequently want to talk about what's happening in our lives. And they want to talk about themselves or give us information about themselves, but we know who we're talking to. So we like to do that there as well as the beautiful situation that we have. If you want to get more information about me, you can find me on my website, ColleenVanderZuyden.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Medium Coach Colleen Van De Zuyden. Now, what happens on the show is that we can take callers. You can call in and talk about things. Tonight's topic is going to be mystical experiences. So I'll give you the number to call in now in case you want to talk about yours, because I do want to hear about your mystical experiences. And the number to call in is 888-739-8818. Okay, 888-739-8818. And we will be talking about mystical experiences today. It's, probably in the future we'll do some other calls. You can call in about spirituality questions, maybe some mediumship questions, things like that. One of these days we'll do some mediumship readings, but we'll see about doing that tonight because I really want to focus on mystical experiences. So a mystical experience is a time when something happens in your life where it's not explainable by logic. It's not explainable by thinking, rational mind. It's something that can just happen, and it comes to come out of the blue. It can be a big or a small experience, but it's always a personal experience. It's something that only you force a mystical experience on yourself or someone else. It just seems to happen. When we have a mystical experience, we recognize that it's connecting us to a greater power. There's usually something within that where we feel a certain sacredness. We might have a special experience with it where we feel that we have gone beyond the reality that we have. We might feel as though we're out there somewhere else where something else is happening. It can transcend our everyday life. It's not normal. It's definitely not normal. It'll be something that stays with you as time goes on. You'll never forget these mystical experiences. You may put them in the back of your mind, but you won't forget them, and you'll be able to recall them. It can provide that feeling of oneness, that feeling of oneness can speak to God, the universal energy, spirit, because it's a greater power than what we have here in our so-called, in quotes, real world. These mystical experiences can provide us with moments of insight, moments of clarity, where all of a sudden we just understand. And again, if you want to call in to share your mystical experiences, the number is 888-739-8818. These mystical experiences can also be direct messages from God. You might feel as though God is speaking to you. You might literally hear words. You might just feel that there's something going on in your head and you can just know it's that hearing, feeling, knowing situation. It can be divine guidance. There are so many different ways that this mystical experiences can affect us and be with us in our lives. It can be as simple as intuition. We might have an intuitive hit and we just think, oh, well, that's interesting. And maybe we act on it. Maybe we don't. I'm sure you probably had experiences where you didn't act on some intuition. I know I certainly have. But we can also act on those things. We may have divine intervention. We're driving down the road and all of a sudden we just get a feeling of something. Years ago, I had this feeling all day long. I just thought something was going to happen, and I didn't know what it was. And I pretty much stayed in my house anyway. I wasn't doing anything. And finally, I just said to my husband at the time that we've got to get out of the house. We've got to go someplace because I've got to get rid of this feeling that something's going to happen. So we left, and we drove for about 45 minutes to go to the movies. And then as we were coming back, all of a sudden, a deer ran out right in front of the car. I mean, right in front of the car, like 2 feet in front of the car. And because I had told him I was having this weird feeling that I thought something was going to happen, he was driving slower and was more cautious and looking around a lot to see. And that's kind of a mystical experience to have something like that happen, just that knowing. So, again, if you want to call and share your mystical experiences, the number is 888-739-8818. And I'm going to keep talking about mystical experiences because I have so much to say about this. We can have near-death experiences. And I'm sure you've heard about people who've had near-death experiences. And when they come back from those, so frequently people are changed. They're different people. They look at life in different ways. They recognize what's really truly important and what is not important. They recognize all of the things that can be out there that can happen for us, and how we can connect with other people, how we can learn and grow. And those will be huge near-death experiences. We may get messages from our family and spirit, ourselves, without going through a medium. We may get messages there. We may get actual feelings. We may see. We may hear. We might see things that we attribute to our spirits on the other side. We might see pennies. You know, so frequently people talk about pennies. I know after my brother died years ago, I came home and I found a penny on the back steps, and it definitely wasn't there before. I found pennies on my pillow. I found pennies all sorts of different places that they were not there before. And so those things, those are messages as well and can be classified as a mystical experience. When we have these, time might stop. It might slow down. So in a mystical experience, we might notice that our time is slower. We might notice that things just seem to be truly in the present, which is always a goal for us to stay in the present. And that's a wonderful thing, too, isn't it, to be able to stay right in that presence. When we have mystical experiences, we might feel a sensation of gratitude. We might feel grateful that we have been allowed this honor, this privilege to have this experience. We might also feel grateful that we feel that we have, you know, sometimes people want to feel special and think makes them feel special, but that's not necessary, okay? So you don't need to feel special, but feel grateful to know that you can receive these messages that you need to receive. These things will change our lives and what we believe to be true. And again, if you want to call in, feel free to call in and share your experiences, because I'm sure you've had them. 888-739-8818. I had a great mystical experience quite a few years ago. It was, how many years ago? It was 1992, okay? So that was a long time ago, and I can remember this very clearly. I was struggling to have a child, to get pregnant. We had been trying trying for years, absolutely years, and it wasn't working. We had tried everything, absolutely everything there was to try at that point. We had a few more medical things we could do, but they cost a lot of money, so who knows if we were going to do that. And so as I was sitting there one night, and we had decided pretty much to stop everything because was it working? And I was sitting on the couch, and the phone rang, and it was my sister-in-law, Karen, calling me to tell me that she was pregnant. As you can imagine, she knew full well that I had been going through this experience for 3 years, and she knew that. And she had put off calling me to tell me that she was pregnant because she knew it would upset me. And so in the meantime, as she's putting it off, it's actually affecting her body. She's having stress symptoms, and she's not feeling well. And so she finally calls to tell me she's pregnant. So I was really good. I managed to pull it together enough to say, oh, I'm so happy. When are you due? And all of the appropriate questions you ask when someone tells you that. And after I got off the phone, though, I was not a pretty sight. I was not happy. I was happy for her, of course, because she's a wonderful person and a wonderful mother. But for myself, I thought, really, when is it my turn? When is it my turn? And so having dealt with all these issues and the frustrations and all of that, I just sat back down on the couch, and I thought, well, the Grinch who stole Christmas was on, was going to be on in a few minutes, so I will watch that. I love that show. I think it's great. You know, heart getting bigger and everything. I just love it. So I'm sitting there watching the Grinch on my couch, and all of a sudden, I start to feel on my lap the sensation of a baby sitting on my lap. I can feel the baby sitting on my lap. I can feel him leaning against my chest. I can feel the hair underneath my chin. And it literally felt as though physically there was a baby sitting on my lap. And it was as physical as it could possibly have been. So I, of course, don't move. I don't want to move at all. I'm just going to sit there and do my best to experience this. And I'm sitting there, and it's lasting and lasting for minutes and minutes going on. And in my head, of course, I'm thinking, because that's what we always do, we think. So I'm thinking about things, what is going to happen here. And all of a sudden, I had the impression that by this time next year, you will have a baby and will be able to sit on your lap and watch the Grinch. And I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute. It's December. If I get pregnant now, 9 months from now, there's no way a baby is going to be big enough to sit on my lap in December, a year from now. It would only be a three-month-old baby, and it's not going to be tall enough to reach up to here. You know, my brain is going, and I thought, wait a minute, stop. Just enjoy this and see what happens. And so as I'm feeling this, eventually the feeling goes away. The feeling fades away. But it was there for at least 10, 15 minutes. It was there for quite some time. And if you're just joining in, this is Lily Dale Radio. And if you want to call in, talk about your mystical experiences, you can call in at 888-739-8818. And so as time goes on, I pretty much forget about this experience that's in the back of my mind. I know it's there. I remember it. But I'm not thinking about it. I'm actually not using it as I might have or could have. I could have used it as reassurance that it's going to be okay. But you know how we are. We question what's going on in our heads, and we question whether or not anything is going to come of this, you know. We just doubt, you know. We're a normal human emotion, we just doubt. So I don't think much of it. So January, February, March, we finally decide we're going to start doing some more medical things. We'll try something else, see what's going on out there. And we keep going. Nothing's really happening. April, May, June, we get into June. And all of a sudden, a friend of mine calls and tells me that she has been called by a medical office, and they have a woman who is going to give birth to a baby, and would my friend like the baby? And my friend thought about it for the weekend, and then she called me, and she said, you know, we thought about it. We really don't want to have another child. Do you think you might be interested in adopting this child? And I thought, of course, yes, right, yeah, give me the telephone number. What do I have to do? What do I have to call? So this was the beginning of June in 1990, so back so far. So I'm there. I'm calling, and, you know, there are some issues, of course, but eventually, by the end of June, my son was born. On June 24th, the end of June, he was born, and he came home almost immediately. And It was miraculous, let me tell you. It's just miraculous. If you've ever struggled with infertility, to be able to have that opportunity to have a baby when that's when you, what you've been thinking about forever is amazing. It's a wonderful thing. So I still have forgotten about my experience in December until the following December rolled around, when now my son Ben is 6 months old. And he is sitting with me while I watch The Grinch the next time. So as I'm watching The Grinch the next time, I kind of look at this and I go, oh my goodness, this is exactly what they said. This is what they said. So that is one of my big mystical experiences. It was very cool for me to, especially now, you know, years later, to look back. I wasn't on my spiritual path like I am now. I believe in God and all of that, but I wasn't on a conscious path. And to have something like that happen just proves to me that you don't have to be on the spiritual path to have mystical experiences. God, the energy, the universal energy, that will get through to you however it needs to get through to you. It will come through, and it will try to get your attention. And sometimes we're so busy, we don't pay attention. We don't hear it. We don't notice it. We don't feel it as much as we might. And with that experience, though, it was something that really did make a difference to me once I got it in my head what had happened, because it was physical proof that there is something on the other side and that there is something there that does care about me, that just wants to share the energies with me, that wants to reassure me that it's going to be okay, that you don't have to get all worried about things. They may not work out the way I want them to. I may not have had, you know, I might not have had children. But in my case, I did. But even if it doesn't work out the way I want it to, there's still that support, that energy there. Now, again, if you'd like to call in and tell me your stories, I would love to hear them. 888-739-8818. Now, also with the stories of these things, the mystical experiences, they can be so, that's a big story. My story about having my son come into my life, that's a big story to me because it was physical. I also heard, I could feel everything, and it was a big, important thing. I had another time where I was driving back from a rehearsal. I'm also a professional violinist, and I play a couple of orchestras about an hour away from where I live. And I was doing the Nutcracker Ballet. And if you know anything about that, it's a Christmas tradition, of course. Like, I'm going to talk about Christmas tonight all the time. And I had taken my daughter with me to see the ballet because she likes to see the ballet. So she went with me. And as we were driving home on this back road, I'm looking in the distance and I see a car coming towards me, which is not that normal, it's the road. And all of a sudden, I heard the voice say, yes, that car is going to come into your lane. And I thought, interesting. And I didn't think much of it. You know, I acknowledged it, but that was about it. So I'm driving, and as we get along, all of a sudden, right in front of me, the car drives into my lane. If I hadn't had that forewarning, I don't know that I would have reacted as calmly as I did. So I drove onto the shoulder and drove around this car. And my daughter says from the back seat, she's probably about six then, and she says, why are we driving over here? Aren't we supposed to stay on the road? And I'm like, yes, we are. Well, there was a car that came along and drove into our lane. So we just drove over here so we didn't get hit by the car. She goes, oh, okay. So it was very matter of fact. But afterwards, my heart started pounding, of course. And I thought, wow, that's really cool that I had that forewarning that something's going to happen. There are so many different ways this can happen. It can be as simple as, you know, taking your umbrella when you go someplace. You know, you don't take it because, oh, it's okay, it'll be fine. But if you take it with you, just listening to this. This is an intuitive thing sometimes as well. The intuition comes in. And the intuition wants to be giving us information as well. And that's a form of a mystical experience. It's a form of God, the higher energy, talking to you and trying to get through to you. I also had another experience that is really cool, also a physical experience. I was at a workshop, and I don't even know how many years ago it was, but it was a long time ago. And it was the shadow process. Debbie Ford, if you don't know about her, she has passed on, but she has passed her business on to someone else. They still do these workshops. And in the shadow process, what happens is you're there looking at your darker sides, if you will, the shadows, the things that come up to hold you back, the things that stop you from moving forward, that kind of thing. And I was at this workshop, and there was a process we were doing where we would say something. We were in a group of, I think it was four of us, one person in front, three people facing us. And we would say something, and the other people would repeat it back to us. And what would happen is we would have a really good emotional reaction to what it was. One of the other ladies, she felt she was a bad mother. So she was saying, I'm a bad mother, I'm a bad mother. And we would say, you're a bad mother. And then eventually what would happen is the energy would shift, and she would recognize she wasn't a bad mother. And then she would shift it into, I am a good mother, I am a good mother, and we repeated it back to her. Now, we could do it for all sorts of different things. We could add something else to our life. We could remove something. If you're just joining in, I do want to mention this is Lilydale Radio, and you can call in with your stories. The mystical experience stories would be wonderful. 888-739-8818. And in this case, I wanted to be more connected to God. I wanted to be more connected to spirit. So I said that I would go into this. I would go into spirit. And I said, I wanted to be like God. And they would say to me, you are like God. And I'm like, okay, I want to be like God. You are like God. And it wasn't really flowing. It wasn't really doing anything. And one of the teaching assistants came around and said, why don't you say instead, I am God? And, you know, that's a little bit interesting. She's like, ooh, you know, back then. Now I think, oh, it's okay. Back then I thought, ooh, that's weird. So I go, I am God. And then the other people would say back to me, you are God. And I am God. You are God. And I could see one lady, she didn't want to say that. She didn't want to say that I was God. And she kind of wasn't participating fully in the experience, if you will. But all of a sudden, as I'm saying, I am God, I felt this blast of energy just come through my whole body. It was a huge blast of energy. And I said to everybody, oh, my goodness, I don't know what's happening. I'm getting this energy is coming through. And I was literally being knocked out of the chair because it was so physical, that this energy was so strong. And it was very cool to have that experience. Again, another cool experience. Now, I'm not special, okay? I'm not having these experiences, and other people aren't having them. Everybody has something. I know we do. Everybody has some kind of mystical experience that they have had in their lives. You don't have to be a medium or anything like that in order to have an experience like this. And when I felt that energy of I am God energy coming through me, that was yet again another physical affirmation for me that I was on the right path, that things were going well, and that it was very important that I have that experience, partially so I can share it with people and I can tell them these things can happen. We just, and again, I was more on my spiritual path at that point than I was for the previous story, but it wasn't, it wasn't something I was looking for. I didn't expect it to happen. So mystical experiences tend to be something that we don't expect. We don't expect these things to just come through like that. And they're fun when they do. They can be helpful, very reassuring, and to know we are connected with these mystical experiences, like I said, they can be big, they can be little. They can be something that really helps us learn and grow. They can be something that helps us connect further, that helps us see that there is something greater on the other side. That is so important. Now, before I go on with my mystical experience, I do want to mention a little bit about Lilydale. We do have some other Lilydale radio shows that you can watch and listen to on Wednesdays. At 10 o'clock in the morning, we have Wednesdays with Willa. And you can find these shows on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find them on Lilydale Assembly Incorporated Facebook page. You can find them there. They usually just post them after the fact. I don't think they're posting them live. We post our own shows on Facebook Live. But you can find us on Blog Talk Radio / Lilydale. Lilydale Radio, sorry. Blog Talk Radio / Lilydale Radio. And then you can see the shows there. We also have 8 o'clock p.m. Wednesday night. John White does Journey of Light, and he talks about all sorts of educational things and all of that. On Friday at 10 in the morning, we have Celestial Friday with Celeste Elliott, and she's talking about all sorts of spiritual topics as well. So back to the mystical experiences. If you've had watching Lily Dale Radio. My show is called Embracing Your Essence. And if you want to call in and share your mystical experiences, I would love to hear from you. The number is 888-739-8818. And I'm Colleen Van Der Zijden, if you're just joining in again, so that you can tell who you're talking to right now. Now, I had another mystical experience, and I have so many of them, and I made notes on just a few so I don't forget them, and I'm sure I've had more that I haven't even remembered. But here's a nice simple one. I was on vacation with my kids, two of them at the time, and that's all I had, two of them. And we were getting ready to cross the street, and I tend to walk fast, I tend to be fast. Light changes, I'm going to go. The light changed, I did not go. I just stood there, and I was just holding his hands, and I didn't move. And about 3 seconds later, this car came through the intersection, right through the red light that they were supposed to stop for, right through the red light. And if we had started walking, we would have been hit by that car. There is no doubt in my mind we would have been hit by that car. And that was very moving as well, because, again, I wasn't planning it out. It just happened. For whatever reason, spirit, energy, love, God stopped me from walking into that street. I was at the ocean last year, and I was collecting shells. I was at the Outer Banks in North Carolina, and they had some really great shells there, so I was collecting shells. And I was with a friend of mine, Jennifer, and we were talking, isn't it great how we can find all these shells and everything like that? And I said, yeah, there's so many things you can find here, and it's so much fun to just search through the shells and see what's on. I said, you know what would really be cool is if I go find some money. Now, I don't know if this is a mystical experience story or a manifestation story, but I said, it would be great if I could find some money. So I looked down, and darn, there's another penny sitting right there in front of me that I hadn't even seen. I thought, well, that's cool. Yet another reminder that Spirit, God, is looking out for us, is there for us, and wants to help us at all times. The stories I've told you today are all very really, and so many people have interesting stories like that. You'll hear about someone and they have a near-death experience, and they see their body lying on a table or something, and then when they come back, they know, without a doubt, they know that there is something more. They know that they're supposed to be operating out of love. They always talk about love. They always talk about how that's how we're supposed to do our lives. We're supposed to be loving. We're supposed to be there for everyone and do what we're supposed to do and to be loving for ourselves as well. Now, let's see. One more thing I want to tell you about. Oh, yes, I wanted to talk about Lily Dale's winter workshops. And again, if you want to call them, 888-739-8818. The winter workshops at Lily Dale this year, there are four of them. One of them is this upcoming weekend, so it starts on Friday night. These workshops are limited to 20 people. So you do want to make sure you register early if you want to do it. The one this weekend is Andy Bing, and it's The Power of a Story. Then we have Lisa Williams doing Forensic Mediumship November 3rd through the 5th. And we have Trance Mediumship March 9th through the 11th of 2018. It's coming. Then we have Tapping the Mysteries and the Real Power of the Akashic Records May 4th through the 6th. And that's Sandra Taylor and Sharon Klingler. So they do have some of the workshops you can find it online. And I do see we have a caller. I'll be right with you. You can find the workshops online at lilydaleassembly.com/winter-workshops. So we do have a caller, and your last four numbers of your phone number are 5393.
Oh, yes. Hello. Hi. Oh, I didn't expect to get in. Good. I didn't expect to get on or get on so soon. I just plugged into your show, so I apologize. I haven't heard anything prior, but I did understand that you were giving little readings. I have heard of Lily Dale, though. I saw a special on HBO. Very fascinating.
Yeah, that is a cool video. Now, tell me your first name.
Tell you my name. My first name is Jennifer.
Jennifer. Okay. Yes, actually, tonight we're talking about mystical experiences. So before I get to your question, have you had any mystical experiences where something has happened that's really cool?
I've had many. My mother was a medium. She's since passed, and since her passing, even before her passing, but since her passing, I've had all kinds of signs from her, I feel.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So what kind of signs are those? Because some people might be interested in them.
Well, a lot of things go on with the lights in the house. I have these little, it was around Christmas time. They're battery operated, okay? So you have to screw them in for them to go on. You have to make that effort. Well, when I leave for the house, when I leave the house for work, I can see when I'm leaving there are no lights on in the house, not even the candles. So when I came home one night, the only candle that was on was in my mom's bathroom bedroom window. So I'm like, huh, that's interesting. So I had gone inside and the dog had peed on the floor. So I went upstairs to go turn off the battery-operated light candle, and it had already gone off.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, I just don't know how to explain that. But I've had tons of other electrical issues and, you know, creatures, birds, butterflies, all of that.
No, so you get a lot of messages from spirit and a lot of affirmations that way.
Yeah, a lot. Dreams.
So,
my dreams are pretty psychic as well.
Oh, cool. Are you a medium yourself?
I have intuition. I mean, my mom was very, very, she could see. She was clairvoyant. She was clairaudient. I get it more through dreams and through my art. She told me that it will develop as I age, which is interesting. I mean, I have a lot of fear associated with actually seeing spirit, so I think I block it out. I mean, I'd love to see her. I'd love to see my grandmother, but for whatever reason, they're not coming to me. But then that's been explained because they don't need to come to me because I guess I have closure. So I guess they don't need,
right.
And it takes a lot of energy for them to appear as well, and I don't want to, you know, pressure them on that issue either.
You know, my theory is that the spirit will come through it even just to say hi, you know, and whether or not you even have a need, it can be just that they just want to connect with you. You know, they might just want to be there with you. So they may very well come through, the ones that you haven't seen. You know, I don't see my own relatives on the other side very much. And that's funny. One of my clients the other day was talking to me about that and said, do you see your own people? And I'm like, actually, no, I don't. And I think part of it is you kind of have to be in the right mindset. And I'm only in a medium mindset when I'm doing readings. Otherwise, they have to kind of knock on my head to get my attention. So, you know,
right.
They'll definitely come when they're supposed to and just to see you. But you keep getting all those messages, you know, with signs and all of that.
And it usually comes through when I'm not in and usually the signs come through when I'm in a good mood or a peaceful mood. I think when I'm upset, like, I'm definitely not going to pick up on stuff, you know, because that's energy that they have to tap into.
That is so correct. You are right about that. And I know that would be a good something to talk about, the energy of things. I'm going to make a note. You're giving me a note here. To talk about energy, because I noticed for myself it's the same thing. If I'm happier, it's easier to connect. If I'm anxious or something's happening, it just is hard to get going there. You know?
Right.
Yeah. Very interesting. Have you ever done spoon bending?
I'm sorry, you're a little crackly on my end, so I'm trying very hard to hear everything you're saying.
Oh.
You had a question, I couldn't quite hear it.
Yeah, I'll hold my phone up and see if it's better. I wonder if you had ever done any spoon bending.
Oh, spoon bending. No. Definitely no, none of that. With my energy, I mean, she did tarot, so I try to read the tarot every once in a while, and I get some interesting insights through that. But as far as energy work, not so much of that.
Okay. Now, I was going to actually mention it for you because I've noticed that that energy will just come through if we're laughing and happy, and it's easier to bend spoons if we're laughing and happy. And so I just wondered if you had tried it because you had already picked up on the fact that if you're in a good mood and everything, that spirit will come in for you.
All right. I don't, it's an interesting, I don't see the necessity of it, I guess.
Yeah.
I just feel, yeah, I feel like I need to get some sort of result, like, out of something, like a practical result.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Some people do the spoon bending just because it shows how powerful the energy is that can be channeled through you. So
that's
even
true.
With the,
I mean, that's true.
Yeah, just see that. Now, I know you called, so you probably would like a little bit of a reading or something. you know, we're just chatting and it's fun to chat with you.
No, I love talking about all this stuff.
Isn't it fun? I tell you, I love talking about it too. I need to have more people around me I can talk to about this stuff, you know, besides the mediums at Lilydale, but we kind of get in our own little place and we don't get to talk to each other as much as you'd think. But I'm wondering if you had a woman who passed who had a cancer situation, because I'm feeling all sorts of physical sensations in my body right now.
Okay, what kind of situation do you feel she had?
A cancerous situation. Did you have someone who passed with a cancerous situation?
Well, I don't know who you're talking about exactly. I mean, I did mention my mother passed, but she refused to go to a doctor, so she was never diagnosed with anything.
Okay, so you don't really know why she passes. Do you happen to know, because I am feeling a lot of stuff in the body, do you happen to know, she gives me the impression that, I don't know if I'm talking to her, okay, so we'll have to sort that out. But she gives
I know physicality-wise how she passed. Like, I have a very clear understanding, but I don't know exactly what the exact diagnosis would be. I guess you could say liver cancer or liver disease for sure, and heart disease.
Do you even know if she had pain in the lower back? Did she have any pain in the lower back as well? Because I imagine
she would have.
Yeah, because I feel like spread here. And, I don't know for sure. We have your mom, so I'm just going to keep going and talking to find out what we got going here. Because this woman, when she comes in, she gives me the impression, obviously she's stubborn and opinionated a little bit there, stubborn for sure. But I'm also wondering, because I feel the sensation of her passing too soon. I feel as though she should have lived longer. And, you know, I don't feel her being very elderly. Was she was not in her 90s or 80s, was she?
Correct. She was 63. She was young.
Okay. Yeah, because it doesn't feel elderly to me. And actually, 63 is young these days, isn't it? And
it is, yeah.
You know, because it just seems like there should have been more time. And do you happen to know if she would get headaches, or does someone around you now get headaches?
For sure. I mean, she had all kinds of issues. Yeah, so definitely her head, head, back, all of it.
Okay, because I get a lot of that. I'm also wondering about her expressing herself emotionally. Was she a little reserved on telling people how she was really feeling inside? Because I'm getting a bit of a clenching in my jaw.
Yeah, she was. She was a Virgo. And even after her death, a lot of people were confused as to why she didn't let people in. It's very sad.
Yeah, there seems to be a bit of a, it's almost a protective shield kind of thing around her. I feel as though she gives me the impression, I don't know if you know much about her earlier, but she gives me the impression that younger, she had some people criticizing her. Do you happen to know about that?
Well, her mother, I mean, I know she had a hard family life. I don't know about her friends. She has a few close friends, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and certainly my father. I mean, she had issues with my father. Okay. I don't know how much younger you're talking about, but.
Okay, so her mother was criticizing her because there seems to be the feeling of having been criticized and not being able to be comfortable saying what she wants to say, be comfortable saying what she wants to, who she wants to be, that kind of thing. I feel as though she put other people's needs ahead of her own when it comes to growing up kind of thing. You know, they had certain expectations and that she went with. I do feel her keeping her to herself a bit because she doesn't want to rock at the house, okay? So there's some of that, and that's the feeling I'm getting from her is that's why that's the protective vibration, if you will, that comes around her. So I feel that there is a bit of that with her. She says you can be a little bit stubborn yourself. Can you be a bit stubborn yourself?
Extremely stubborn. Yeah.
Because you can be a lot like her in some ways. Though I feel you speaking more, you know, telling people things more openly than she would have.
You know?
Oh yeah, I definitely have a little bit different energy than she does. I'm not as much of a recluse as she was, but I'm starting to feel like I want to be more like her because I'm having a hard time with people in general.
You know, she talks about, and she's not about to tell you what to do, okay? She's not going to tell you how to get where you need to be or anything like that. But she's telling me that you have a very good heart, that you do spend quite a bit of time helping other people. You just don't really let them all in, okay? You don't let them in openly, I guess, as much, even though you're better at it than she was. And she's talking about how you have spent quite a bit of time other people. You're there for them, and she's actually commending you for that. And she says, she's giving me the impression that you're now at this point, you know, I hear you talking about wanting to get out there more, you know, make more connections, that kind of thing. And she's giving me the impression you're starting to really think about the kind of life you're leading and what you want to have. And when she talks about that, she gives me the impression you're also very smart and you'll be able to figure it out, that she doesn't really need to tell you what to do. She says you probably wouldn't listen anyway, though.
But I'm trying to. Like, I want to listen. Like, because I feel like I get in my own way, and I just need some just spark of clarity because I keep trying to get in my own way. And I don't want to be in my own way. And I want to be successful in another way that I can't be successful anymore now. I've tried too hard, and I have too many people fighting me to be where I want to be, and it's so frustrating.
So,
at work. Not so much family, but at work.
Okay. So how are they fighting you, and where is it you want to go?
They're jealous, they're backstabby, they're gossipy. They don't want to see me succeed. For whatever reason, maybe it's a karmic thing, they do not want to see me succeed. I've been good to them, and then...
Okay, so I'm also a spiritual life coach, so I'm going to step into that right now for a sec. So how does it affect you? Do you let that affect you, or do you are you able to separate your energy from theirs?
I try, but then I go home and I'll cry, or maybe I'll eat too much, or I'll just ice them out. And I don't want to ice people out. I want to be warm. I want to be, but they make it so difficult for me. And then I get all weird. I just get all socially awkward because it just the stuff they do is just it doesn't make sense to me. It just throws me off. It throws off all my energy. And I get stuck in a negative rut, and I just don't know. And then like it's hard to be nice to them because then it just seems fake on my end because they hurt me so badly.
Okay. Now, I have a couple of suggestions for you to consider. When you allow someone to affect you to that point, or when you allow them to affect your energy, and I know it's hard because we've all done this. I mean, okay, so I'm not discounting what you're saying at all because I do it myself, okay? I want people to like me, and I want people to help me and all of that. But when you're allowing them to be there and affect you that much, you're actually giving your power away. You're allowing them to affect you. So coming up with some ideas, you might think about that and just see, you know, how are some other ways that you cannot let them affect you so much. Now, if you have to limit your
time to walk away, to quit a lifestyle that I've been so used to. I'm afraid. I mean, I inherited my mother's home. I don't want to lose it. And there's a lot of responsibility financial to keeping this home and not wanting to lose this lifestyle. And also, I'm taking care of her dog, and I'm suffering for the dog. And I don't know how to answer people. They say, oh, well, the dog, you can't suffer for the dog. But the dog needs to have a comfortable life, and she's not ready to be put down yet. So I stay in these toxic jobs, you know, partly out of my own fear, but also so I can work around her life. But I just, I'm wondering when it's going to end and how I can do something other, because it just seems like a vicious pattern, a vicious cycle. I could get another job like the one I have, but I seem to keep meeting the same types of people. It never ends.
Okay, so.
I'm so fatigued.
Something else to consider. Always have a choice. Okay, you have a choice on what you're doing, as you know, and you're choosing to stay there. So you've made a choice to continue to stay there. So now you have to make another choice as to how to handle that energy, how to handle the negative stuff that's around you. Okay, so you'll have to figure out a way to separate from that energy, to detach from that energy, to not allow it to affect you. If you want to make the choice to stay there, which you are making the choice, then you want to make a different choice on how you handle these things. And that will make a huge difference, because all our stress and all the crap that goes on in our life is all from our head, okay? It's not from the other people. It's from our own head, because we're allowing people to affect us. We're allowing people to influence how we feel about ourselves. And really, I'm sure you've heard Wayne Dyer used to say that all the time, that somebody's opinion of you is none of your business. And
right, right.
Just recognizing that, it's easier to separate and to get out of that energy and to be able to just kind of go, you know what, your opinion doesn't go with me, so thank you so much. And once you can start doing that, and getting away from people is perfect too, because sometimes you do have to walk away, but there are situations we have in our lives where we can't walk away. People we work with, we can't say, you know what, I'm not talking to you anymore because you're working with them. You know, your family, if somebody in your family is really bugging you and irritating you and frustrating you and all of that, sometimes we can't walk away. We can limit our time with them, but we still have to be present, usually, you know, unless we're totally cut free here. So if we can find a way to look at their response and just say, you know what, that's their problem, that's not my problem. I'm doing what I need to do to be me. I'm doing what I need to do to live my best life, and that's just the way it is. And when you start really thinking about some of these things, that will help, because I went through a period of time where I, very similar to what you're saying, and on my spiritual path, as I got going with things, I started to hear these concepts and these ideas that just sound so foreign to me at that time. I realized my stress level was increasing and people weren't bugging me as much as they used to. So it's something to consider anyway. So, you know, I've said a whole bunch of things too, and I don't want you to forget them. So you'll be able to find this, you know, if you want to touch in with it again. I'm still going to keep talking to you, but you can find the archive shows. They post them on the Lilydale Assembly website or a link there. There's a link to the blog talk radio. There's also on the Facebook page, they'll post the Facebook live stream that I'm doing as well, so you can touch in with that and if you need reminders or something like that. So what do you think about some of those ideas?
Okay. What do I think of those ideas? No, they're all good. And I think well of them. It's just like when you're in the moment, you're just like, oh, I just can't take how this person is being anymore, and I need to obviously who I am is not stopping them from doing what they're doing, you know?
Right.
So I feel like I need an outside source to mediate, but
well,
I guess more what I was asking beyond, if I do decide to leave these two toxic jobs, what do you see beyond, or do you see beyond, or, you know, because I haven't been there yet, maybe you can't see it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, mediumship, we don't really see those things. You know, I could touch into it psychically, but it's not really mediumship, because spirit frequently will, you know, you're the one creating your life. You know, you're the one creating how it's going. And I actually think sometimes, you know, we want to know what's going to happen because it will make us feel better. But life is, I mean, even if somebody tells you it's going to happen, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. You know, there's so many different ways life can go. And if we don't take the action in the right direction, that would lead us to where we want to go. So we have to make sure we're the ones taking the action to where we want to be. So there's, you know, from what your mom has said about you, and she's talked about you as being somebody very capable, you know, and you're somebody who will figure things out on your own because that's how you are. You do that. You're very, very smart. Mm-hmm. You know how to do things. You can see what's going on in your life now. You can see the problems that are happening with people around you. And then it just becomes back to that choice, the idea of choice of what it is you want to do to change the situation, because you're really only responsible for yourself. And something, another thing, because I have lots of ideas, another thing to consider would be anytime you get a feeling of they are doing something, look back at yourself and see how you can shift that to you taking responsibility for how you're feeling instead. and that may make a big difference for you too.
All right.
Okay. Well, Jennifer, I guess I could let you go. We've been talking for a long time. It's been so much fun. So thank you for your time.
All right. Yes. I appreciate your help. Take care.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
And that was Jennifer calling in. We had a little conversation with her mom, and then we talked about how we can move forward in her life. Yeah, it's interesting because sometimes people think about mediumship and they think that it's all, you know, we're going to tell you what's going to happen. And that's really, in my mind, more psychic, probably another thing like that. Thank you, Denise, for good advice. And, you know, the mediumship is talking to our spirits on the other side. Now, I have had spirits come through who have told the people in front of me what to do because they would have done that here. But at the same time, you've got to remember it's coming through a translator, it's coming through a medium. And what if I mess up and I tell you something that I think they're saying, but it could be a little bit off, you know? But if they do get that stuff, you know, they give you advice, then I would do that. It's important for us to recognize that mediumship is about connecting with people on the other side, okay? It's not about telling you what's going to happen in the future. It's just not, okay? I try to avoid that in my private sessions. I do mention to people sometimes, you know, if something happens, I feel something, I'll let you know. But again, you're the one that's creating it. So what I'll probably be doing on this show, besides talking about whatever topic I'm going to talk about, I will also talk about spirituality. I'll talk about mediumship, how it works. Might do some mediumship readings. If you call in with specific problems and they're looking for solutions, they want to know what's going to happen, I'm going to move into my spiritual life coaching mode, okay? I will not be in the medium mode, okay? Sometimes people think spiritual life coaching means I'm talking to the dead people and they're telling you what to do, but that's not what it is. Coaching is all about, this is life coaching, business coaching, all sorts of things. It's all about figuring out for yourself how you can create your life, how you can make changes, how you can change your perspectives, your thoughts and ideas. We want to shift your perspective to one that's more empowered, a perspective where you're connecting to God yourself, where you're connecting to spirit yourself. You're over there. When we start thinking about the future and trying to control what's going to happen, thinking if I only knew what was going to happen, my life would be better, we are not staying in the present anymore. We're ahead of ourselves. We're way out there somewhere else, and we need to be here. And we need to be participating in our life now. If we're having negative emotions because something crappy is happening, and congratulations, it happens all the time, we all have it, then we have to go through those emotions. We have to process them in order to move through it. And if you can start shifting your perspective to something more empowering, getting rid of the fear of the unknown, getting rid of the worry of the unknown, they all go together, fear and worry, they're the same. Getting rid of all those things because that actually creates helplessness within us. And when we're creating helplessness, that's not a good life. We're bored. It's crappy. We're not having fun. We want to be having fun. If we can look at these problems, issues, challenges that we all have in a different way, it will lessen our stress level. And I can verify that because that's what happened to me. I used to be type A stressed. You cannot believe the stress I used to be. And I went through and started shifting my perspective, and then my stress went away. It was amazing. So I do see we have another caller, and it's the last four numbers of your phone are 8292. So I'm going to go to you right now. We have a few minutes left. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Yep.
Hi. My name is William.
And what's your name?
Sorry? William.
William?
Yes.
Do you have something in particular you were wanting to talk about? Were you listening to what I was talking about?
I would like to ask a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Related to work and what you see, am I going to stay there for long or do you see me moving on?
Okay, so I was just talking about this. That here on the radio show, that we're actually not predicting futures, things like that. Because we do mediumship meetings, we're connecting to people on the other side to get evidence that they're there, to connect with them, to see what their messages are, that kind of thing. Now, are you enjoying your job now?
Yes.
Okay, good. And do you intend to stay there?
I'm trying to do something else that they don't offer there. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, so are you trying
might
to
create not be
something
able to
different?
Stay. Yes.
Okay, so are you looking for another job, or are you trying to shift the
yes.
job you have now?
Another
looking
job.
For another one? Okay.
Yeah.
And have you been looking in all sorts of different places, and do you have ideas
yeah.
as to where to go?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing then.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know, and you know specifically what kind of job you want to have?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, so frequently people will ask me about their jobs, like what's going to happen with their jobs and all of that. And I don't want to predict because I don't want to limit you in any way. And I don't want to disempower you because if you think something's going to happen, you won't create it yourself. You won't learn how to do whatever it is you need to do to create that. I can tell you, though, because I'm getting an impression from someone on the other side, and we only have a couple of minutes left, but I am getting the impression from someone on the other side that you tend to be a bit of a worrier. Are you a little bit of a worrier?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Because I have a man here, I won't have the time to identify him, but he is giving me the impression you're a bit of a worrier. Okay, and that goes back to actually something else I could tell you and everyone else who's listening. It's to make sure you're just staying in the present moment, enjoying your moment. That doesn't mean you're not planning ahead. That doesn't mean you're not looking towards the future, trying to figure out how to get where you want to be. But to make sure you're
right.
staying focused. As soon as your mind starts going ahead, I wonder if this will happen, then you need to bring yourself back to the moment. And because everything is perfect in this moment. So you do want
right.
to do that, okay?
Okay.
So that will be something good for you to do. Because when you're worrying, you're not staying in the present, you know? And everything seems to happen. If you ask me, things happen the way they're supposed to happen. And sometimes they don't end up the way we want. You know, we all have tragedies and all of those things, but things happen the way they're supposed to, and if you can trust they're going to happen the way they're supposed to,
right,
your life will be easy, and that worry will be able to decrease.
Right.
It will be wonderful. Right. Okay,
yes.
So I'm going to let you go because I have to wrap up for the last minute here. So
thank you
so much for calling
call.
In. Okay, you have a nice night. So as I was talking about, we just have a few minutes left before we wrap it up here. I'm not going to do predictions. I'm just not. Okay? So there we have it. We're going to be talking to our loved ones on the other side. And if you do a call in and want to know predictions, I'm going to talk to you about that. And I might be able to help you come up with some other solutions, some shifts in your perspective, so that you can live your happiest life. We want you to be as happy as possible. And that's why we're here. We're here to have a happy life. We're not here to worry about the future. We're not here to obsess over wanting a certain outcome. You know, we're here to have fun. Now, this show is Lily Dale Radio, my second show here, and it's called Embracing Your Essence. I'm Colleen Van Der Zijden. You can connect with me at... You got my 90-second warning. You can connect with me at ColleenVanDerZijden.com. Now, you can go on Lily Dale's website, LilyDaleAssembly.com, and get all sorts of information there. There's winter programs. You can see the list of registered mediums, all of that. You can follow us on, oh, my goodness me, I'm knocking everything down now. You can follow us on Facebook. I'm medium coach Colleen Van Der Zijden, and you can follow Lily Dale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook as well. And follow us on social media, Twitter, all of those things. You can find them there. The show topic today was on mystical experiences, and then we moved into a little bit of coaching, spiritual life coaching, so that we can empower people, not disempower them. Okay, we want to empower you. Thank you so much for listening to Lily Dale Radio. Thank you for watching. If you're watching on Facebook Live, we are going to be having a ball here on the show. There are other shows you can watch and listen to as well. We have Wednesdays with Willa. In the morning, we have Journey of Light. Wednesday night with John White. We have Celestial Fridays with Celeste Elliott, Friday at 10 a.m. You can find all of these things on Blog Talk Radio Forward. Lily Dale Radio, and they are there on the Lily Dale Facebook page. Thank you so much for watching and listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.